And it's, but, you know, what I call a wise entrepreneur. You don't just go, you know, spend all your profits.
No.
You actually should take you should take at least a percentage of those profits, always reinvest in your own success.
Exactly, exactly. And you know, the most important, I know you've mentioned it for yourself, and I've mentioned it already, but the most important way you can reinvest in yourself is by expanding your mind.
Exactly.
I always love, what was it, Ben Franklin's quote, if you empty your purse into your mind, then your purse will fill your mind.
Exactly.
Or your mind will fill your whatever. You know what
I mean. Mind will fill the purse.
There you go.
Well, you know, I came from a background of very humble beginnings, and I just made a decision that, you know, I could continue to live like that, or I could break the chain of pain, so to speak, and I could decide that if I wanted to do something, nothing and no one could stop me from being it but myself.
Yeah.
And most entrepreneurs' biggest enemy is their own mind, because if you don't control the caliber of information that goes into your mind, on an average day, there's between 3,000 and 4,000 worth of subliminal messages that happen to you when you listen to the news or you read the newspaper or you watch television. Just everything is really designed to make you feel inferior. So you will, you know, buy the teeth whitener and stuff like that. And as an entrepreneur, you, on your way to work, on your way home, you always should be listening to educational materials. You should be, you know, carving out a certain amount of time every day reading information that is pertinent to your success. And anybody who doesn't do that will always lack in their bank accounts, because of it. The mind is the empire builder. If you can, what is it Walt Disney said? If you can dream it, you can have it.
That's right. That's
and
right.
I think as your coach, Stephen, one of the great things about him, he's had such great success. He understands that there is a process, and that he can give you references and ways to see that success, because once you can see it, it appears easy. It's just when you don't know how the picture, when it's just a puzzle, you know, it's all over the table, it looks hard, but you can put that puzzle together. And the truth is, at least I think, success is really not that hard.
No.
I mean, I know a lot of dumb people who've become very successful because they follow systems and they follow the rules of success.
You know, Dwayne Brummett, who's one of our success stories this year, he was at Breckenridge, and we asked him, we said, well, why have you had such success in the coaching program? And what I mean by that is all-time record results before he joined was 19,000. His average was 12 or 13,000. He's now consistently in the 40s. And when he joined, he thought he was deeply in debt and, you know, had all kinds of financial problems, and in the meantime, he's paid off all of his debt and created a much nicer lifestyle for himself, obviously. And he said, I thought he put it very articulately. He said the impact was one of several things. One is having somebody who had been there, done that, tell him that he can do it, because now it was believable for him that he could just go do it. Number two, it was having a system in place that he didn't have to, you know, go read a marketing book off the shelf and now try to figure out how to apply to a karate school. And he said number three is, if he didn't do it and everybody else in the group was doing it, he was going to feel like an idiot, so he figured he might as well catch up. And I thought that last point was pretty interesting, because now I know I feel this way many times when I'm hanging around Dan's group, is you got a whole bunch of other people and you're looking at them saying, he's no smarter than I am.
Exactly.
And if they're making a million a year, you go, well, why aren't I? And it's really hard to externalize failure in that kind of environment.
Well,
but I know you're hammered on your time, and I've got to go try to get a new location open in Parker, Colorado. But anything to wrap up on, Lee? We're about out of time.
Well, I guess the thing I would wrap up with is just to remind everybody that, you know, life is 1,440 minutes of every single day.
Yeah.
And that the simple act of the skill of awareness of how am I using my resources, my time, who do I talk to, what am I allowing in my brain, because that's influencing me. In fact, the biggest question you can always ask yourself, who and what are influencing me?
That's right.
And the people, the good influences, you just need to crank that up a lot more. The bad influences, you need to just start eliminating out of your life. And once you do that, once you really get very clear, and I may say this, you have to get selfish in the sense of that if you do not take care of yourself, you will not have the resources and abilities to take care of other people.
That's exactly right.
And the truth about self-employed people is we have to say no to a lot of things that because people will stretch us and pull us. And I always have to stay on focus. So if somebody requests something from me that, you know, I know is going to, you know, not take care of my needs first, my business needs first, my family's needs first, I have to be willing to say no. I can say no with love and kindness, but I have to create boundaries of what is the right thing for myself, because I know this is true for you too, Stephen. If we accepted every invitation that came to us,
we
would have no time for our own business.
That's exactly right. You know, something you said a minute ago reminded me of my favorite Tom Hopkins quote, which is, never take advice from somebody more screwed up than you are.
That's a great quote.
Yeah.
I like that.
That's the never listen to the idiot brother-in-law.
Exactly. Because look what they're doing. They got a job. God bless them.
And the, you know, the other thing that goes exactly with what you said is everyone has to at some point take a leap of faith and just do what's going to be best for them to grow their own environment and their business and their lifestyle.
And if I may say this before you go, I have learned this pretty much the hard way. You never regret your mistakes in life. You always regret missed opportunities. And so the whole thing about being an entrepreneur and a successful business person, because there's a lot of unsuccessful business people out there, the successful business person is has real clarity about what they need to do and clarity about where to get information and clarity about who to listen to and how to use their time and how to use their resources. And you don't let people pull you off your own inner knowing, because we all have a lot of intuition. And when I'm trying to make a decision about something, I listen to my gut, because if it feels right, I know to do it. If it feels wrong to me, then I don't go forward. And one of the great things about hanging around people like Dan Kennedy, I've really learned to not pay attention to the money, but to pay attention to what the long-term benefit is going to be for me, because I invest in a project or I invest in a program or I invest in something.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And sometimes it's a hard lesson to learn. I know I paid $12,000 for a 2-day seminar recently, and that would have been probably outside of my way of thinking about life a few years ago. And, you know, and the outcome will probably be worth millions of dollars to me. So it just is a matter of getting that in perspective.
Yes, and in the long run, you know, what something costs really doesn't mean as much as what is the benefits that I can reap from that investment. Because some people are penny wise and pound foolish.
Yeah.
They save their pennies too much, but then they don't really invest in the things that would really actually make them wealthy. They invest in things that they see as a short term. As a very successful business owner, you always have to be looking at the long term. And so if I go to a seminar or if I do anything, buy a book, buy a CD program, invest in any kind of educational program, I'm looking for little gems of information, because that changes my reference points in my brain, which makes me think bigger. And therefore, once you think bigger, you automatically attract bigger. If you think you're going to be a millionaire, we are self-fulfilling prophecies. So you have to associate yourself and integrate yourself with the whole process of I'm a millionaire now, not I will become one. Because as a self-fulfilling prophecy, we automatically go towards those things that will help us become successful.
Yeah, and we have to start associating with and in all ways acting as if we're in that point that we're targeting.
Exactly. So for anybody who's actually not a millionaire right now, you need to be associating with yourself and put yourself in an environment that will not only assist you to be there, but that makes you feel that way now. Because that's really the secret, is the feeling. Because,
right.
by the way, just so you know this, it's physics again. We're all made of electricity. And so when you feel good, you have a certain electrical charge. And when you feel bad, you have electrical charge. And we attract what we feel. And I know that's you know, physics, but that's how success works. So you associate yourself with successful people. You feel successful. You attract more success. What's the old saying? The rich get richer?
Oh, absolutely.
The poor get poorer.